This is LBC London News.
22 minutes after five. Good evening. Chris Gold's with you here on Drive. Monday, 30th of January. What a day it's been so far. Let's talk about what happened in the House of Commons moments ago. Boris Johnson says the US government has told him that Donald Trump's travel ban won't affect anyone with a UK passport. So this is the ban from Donald Trump that prevents seven countries, or anyone with passports from seven mostly Muslim countries, not allowed entry into the United States. But Boris Johnson told MPs that all British passports remain welcome to travel to the US, and the US embassy has given assurances that Donald Trump's executive order would make no difference to any British passport holder, irrespective of their country of birth or whether they hold another passport. Let's go live to Washington, where our US correspondent Simon Marks is on the line for us. Simon, how is Boris Johnson's statement being received in America?
Well, I think the first point to make, Chris.
I've been called Steve many times before.
I don't even know a Steve. But I think the first point to make, Chris, is that Boris Johnson's statement was shown on television live here in the United States. Unusual for national television to cross live to the House of Commons, and C-SPAN, the sort of the equivalent of the Westminster Channel here, showed it extensively. So people here are definitely very interested in what the UK is saying about all of this, and that perhaps is a spillover from Theresa May's visit to Washington. It's hard almost to imagine that that visit was just 3 days ago. It feels like an eternity away. I'm bound to say that there's one thing that he said there that I think still requires clarification. He says that this isn't going to affect anyone with a British passport, including dual nationals. Now, that certainly flies in the face of everything that the US government has publicly been saying up until now, although I see that Robert Peston of ITV News is saying that he's been told that the exemption from Trump's US travel ban for dual nationals applies only to those with British, Canadian, Australian and New Zealand passports. I think we are going to have to get some clarity on that from the Department of Homeland Security here and the State Department, because certainly up until now the US has maintained that dual nationals are indeed covered by these restrictions, even though the restrictions have been softened for those people who have green cards. Green cards, of course, are those documents that you get when you become a permanent lawful resident of the United States, sort of one stop short of a US passport holder. But basically, if Boris Johnson's correct, it means that if you are, say, a Somali living in the UK and you've got a British passport, but you've also still got a Somali passport, you can come into the United States, and that's not a problem. I'm just not entirely clear that that's yet what the US authorities are saying. We will check it out here. All of this, of course, is redolent of the fact that this policy is being made up here in Washington on the fly. It's been a weekend of absolute chaos. The White House insists it's all passed off enormously successfully. It's been efficient. It's been orderly, they say. Behind the scenes, it has been anything but. And there are still all sorts of questions that impact a large number of people.
Absolutely. Well, there seems to be, there was certainly a lot of confusion this morning between what the US Embassy was saying and what Downing Street was saying. But Donald Trump is seemingly taking it all in his stride as per usual.
Yes, he's absolutely insistent that he's done the right thing, and it seems that this is just the first phase of what he's planning. Let's first of all start with Donald Trump. If anybody thought that the protesters or the opponents of all of this were getting to him in any way, it's absolutely clear that they are not. He's been on Twitter insisting that he's done absolutely the right thing. He said that if there was any disruption at the airports over the weekend, it was largely fueled by a computer outage at Delta Airlines. Heaven forfend the idea that it had anything to do with his executive orders restricting immigration. He also poked fun this morning at the Democrats' leader in the U.S. Senate, Senator Charles Schumer, who teared up during an appearance at a press conference flanked by immigrants and refugees here in Washington over the weekend. Well, here's what Donald Trump had to say about that this morning.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach, because I know him very well. I don't see him as a crier. If he is, he's a different man. There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think there were fake tears.
They were fake tears, says Donald Trump, of the Democrats' leader in the US Senate. That gives you a sense of how far public discourse has gone here in the United States. Meanwhile, one of his top advisers, Stephen Miller, appeared on CBS this morning and appeared to be saying that Donald Trump is now planning a seismic shift in America's approach to immigration. If anybody thinks that he's gone as far as he plans to go, Stephen Miller made it very clear on CBS that that's not the case. Take a listen.
We're going to take the next 30 days to develop a new set of screening protocols to try and ensure that people entering our country, particularly on a permanent basis, truly love and support the United States of America. There'll be a 60-day period where countries will be asked to comply with the new directives. Countries that are in compliance will have regular, routine, and ordinary migration with the United States. And they'll make a determination about how to appropriately handle those countries that are not in compliance.
Now, what is so interesting about that is this idea that some people, and indeed he said particularly those planning to move here over the long term, but he didn't say only those planning to move here over the long term, would be required to express their love and support for the United States of America. That is a huge shift in U.S. immigration policy. If enacted, and if it moves forward, it's pretty clear that Donald Trump wants that to apply to all countries around the world. So that has the potential, I think, to uncork a fresh round of protests and demonstrations if indeed the Trump White House is going to move in that direction.
And just very briefly, Simon, can I just quickly ask you about this petition that's gaining, well, nearly 1.4 million signatures about Donald Trump not making this state visit to the United Kingdom. How's that playing out across the pond?
Well, I'm bound to say Donald Trump does not look to me like a man who's going to be particularly troubled by that kind of a petition, although remember that on Friday with Theresa May, he was once again professing his admiration for the UK, citing the fact that his mother was born in Stornoway, real Scotland, as he described it. I mean, we said last week on the air, didn't we, that there were tremendous possible rewards for Theresa May in being the first foreign head of government to cross the threshold of Donald Trump's White House, but also huge potential risks, and Downing Street certainly knows that now after this immigration ban came into effect just as Theresa May, her footsteps were still echoing around the White House. She was on that plane to Ankara for her weekend meetings with President Erdogan when news of this immigration ban broke, and that has clearly fueled a huge backlash against Donald Trump, and as you know, we've talked about it already, Boris Johnson has been talking about that this afternoon. I mean, the other point I would make, Chris, is that all of these protesters and all of the people signing the petition in the UK and all of the people besieging airports here in the United States, Donald Trump knows that not a single one of them voted for him. And the reason why the White House is so serene about where all this is heading is because they are convinced that this is playing very well in Trump country. And in that sense, the idea that it's not playing well in another country doesn't really worry them very much.
Mm. Absolutely. Well, Simon Marks, our US correspondent, live to us from Washington. You can follow Simon at Simon Marks FSN. That's at Simon Marks FSN on Twitter. You can get all the latest reaction, analysis and coverage to what is happening in America and with Donald Trump's presidency as well. It's day 10 of Donald Trump's presidency.